This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. More than 115,000 XL customers were without power when the sun set last night. More than 93,000 are still waiting to have their power restored. That's partly due to a planned safety outage along the Front Range because of extreme wind and fire danger. Much of the area experienced those high winds yesterday, including gusts of 85 miles per hour or stronger, and that led to some downed power lines. XL began shutting off power to customers Wednesday morning in order to avoid wildfire risk. Power was supposed to return shortly after nightfall. However, XL has told CPR News they had to double check more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not give a timeline of how long that will take. Judy Payne went to the Jefferson County Library in Golden after losing power yesterday.
I try and get power, read the newspaper. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I've got my phone and my iPad, but I don't want to run them down too much. I've got backup, so I just couldn't stand to be locked up in that apartment.
Officials warn of another potential power outage for Friday. The number of lawsuits filed by Colorado against President Trump now stand at 47. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Attorney General Phil Weiser in 16 other states and Washington, D.C. filed the lawsuit. It claims the administration unlawfully suspended grant programs for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The holdup of funds directly impacts a project at Colorado State University and plans in Pueblo and Boulder. In May, Colorado and other states sued the administration for receiving less funding for EV infrastructure than they were originally awarded. That's still in litigation. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to cpr.org.